Welcome back to Holly's Follow-Up Training Audio 3.
Your 1 minute, your one opportunity to capture somebody's, the possibility of that person, and how you tell the story and the components in it will totally determine their interest in hearing more. So that's why somebody wrote me recently and said, you know, well, how come you don't have all these other things in it that are health challenge related, like high blood pressure, muscle stiffness joints, or all the rest of that stuff? And I say, because not everybody has that. I want to make sure that a story has everything that everybody can relate to. Eating, sleeping, memory, attention, focus, food cravings, all of that. I want, those are the things that everybody typically says, I got that going on, or I know somebody who does. Those are the common things that when people get on this program, that improve. So I want to hit every single person that you tell your story with the things that I know that they will react and respond to. And then you can take off, and if they start telling you that they have migraines, then you should have a migraine story right there. And, I mean, you know, my migraine story is there was a guy up in Idaho, and he was on migraine medication. He was on morphine, and he was getting 20-some migraines a week, and now he's migraine-free and medication-free. That's a migraine story. You need to know stories for everything, and the way you can go educate yourself about them is liquidstories.com. Not to mention, as you... well, yeah, I've got some, but each other. And so my assignment, Uma, Karen, what was my assignment, Diana, for convention?
Get as many stories as you can.
And how many times were you assigned to tell your story? 30 times.
Get 30, tell 30.
That's right. And how many did you do?
10.
You did 10. How many did you do?
About 10.
10? And how many did you?
I was closer to 7, I think.
7? Okay. Yeah. So you have...
And at the end of the convention, at the end, I realized, oh shit, now I see the why she said 30. Why I should have, totally. Like, really, you know, put it out more and not gone to lunch with the people that I knew to try to caretake them because they were lost and on their own, but go with other people to hear other people's stories.
Right. Every time you go to a gathering, it's a gathering of information for you. That's what it is. It's an opportunity for you to move your business forward, to make a relationship with somebody at that training that you can relate to that is going to support you in your business. And for you to be able to have somebody, and all of you have different backgrounds, whether it's massage therapy or dental hygienist or corporate world or whatever it is, you're going to come across people who have that same background. And my rule of thumb is you want to hook people up with people who have a similar story. So hairdressers, find a hairdresser. Find somebody who's gotten their life back who's free from having that particular vocation because they can really relate. And that's a simple, easy thing to get three ways. And in my particular group, as everybody who knows me will tell you, that we have no cross-line, sideline, upline, or downline. I mean, you know, these three girls are in three separate legs, and they're all working together, and they're all butting up and sharing stories and hanging together and doing that. So you want to hang with people you relate to. I don't care whose group they're in. Anybody will help you build your business, and you will help build their business. And that's why when I have my trainings, they're opened up to everybody. And where we're all on the same page, because the more the merrier in this business. The more people that come to a gathering, if you have in-home gatherings, which are more fun. How many people have been to a small little group at somebody's house of 3, 4, 5 people? Are they fun? Yeah. I mean, truly, are they more fun than going to, you know, somebody's thing, you know, like in a hotel or something? They're so much more heartful and personable. So the more of those that you can have, You build so much faster when you build one-on-one person to person. When I went into Canada, I went in 10 days. And I said, all right, sign me up at least every day to go to another home and pick people who will gather their friends. The one surefire thing about going to somebody's home is they will be there. They will not avoid the training, and hopefully they will have a few of their own friends, because that will be a little embarrassing if they don't. So, of course, the other surefire thing is to pick them up. And but in-home meetings is about the coolest thing you can do. And you can get your upline to do what we're doing. Bring your speakerphone. I always travel with my speakerphone. And I have one just like this. You don't need to get this one. You can get one like that thing over there. It's like $20 or something. Get a $60, whatever. And you get a speakerphone, and you just set it up. And then another cool thing is if your upline, whoever they are, is going to be doing your meeting for you, which is really great. You earn while you learn. You get a few pictures of your upline, and you just simply turn it, and, you've got the speakerphone there talking, and there's the picture of whomever your upline is. And it's like they're there. It's so cool. And, maybe you have three or four pictures, and you just rotate a couple of them. I have a whole slideshow of stuff of me doing goofy stuff. Whether I'm on my horse or out in the garden, or so that people can relate.
So she made me sit down at the computer and type it, and I didn't want to. Of course, I was like, what? But we did it, and it's amazing. And we were outside, and we were kind of trying to do it with each other. Like, the main thing is just like quantifying things a lot more clearly, instead of just like, I had headaches, now I don't. So you'll see what I mean when I read it.
And I want to say what's going to be really cool, because she has this now. You all do. We just haven't worked it yet. We just haven't pulled it out and languaged it so that it has the incredible impact that it has, because you all have it. And so there's the stories that go on the website, which is what she'll read, which is longer. That's about a 3-minute story, that if she reads it, the full thing. There's the 5-second... There's the 5-second version, which I got my life back. When can we meet? I have got to share this with you. That's the 5-second story. There's the 10-second story. There's the 30-second story. There's the 1-minute story. It depends on where you are. But what you want to make sure is that you say enough, or you say it in a way that you get their information. And just on that point, I don't have cards. I will never have cards. Oop, I don't have a card. But I can write. You always get their information. You never give them your... I mean, you can give them information, but you only give it if you get theirs. And then you make a... And with that is, when would be a good time for me to call you? It's the beginning of the beginning, of the beginning of forever, which is when. You're the what, they're the when.
Because that's another thing that Holly said, is what we're doing is we're learning to help someone else develop their own story. So, and then as far as like, even like when we were taping people, like I did the first, I was so proud that I did what she told me to do. And then she's like, did you tape it? No. So I didn't do what she told me to do, because they didn't want it taped. Well, you got to tell them that that's part of their job, is they're going to be telling their testimonial on tape and get their name and phone number. So, I mean, I made them. I said, like, what's your name? What's your phone number, before they even started? So that's another thing when you start getting testimonials, make, like she said, get that information. Okay. My body balance story. I was stuck and so frustrated with my weight. I could not break the cycle of losing 5 to 10 pounds only to gain it back, despite the fact that I regularly exercised 1 to 2 hours a day and dieted on and off for over 20 years. Then I started taking body balance, bam, over 20 pounds gone in less than 3 months, and I didn't do anything differently except take body balance. Since I started on body balance, I have experienced amazing results, far more than just losing over 20 pounds. Before I knew about this product, I used to get skin abscesses every 2 to 3 months the size of a quarter. They were so excruciatingly painful that even the strongest pain meds did not touch it. Every time I got one, I was put on antibiotics for 2 to 4 weeks straight. So I was on antibiotics a third of the year. I had nightly acid reflux that often woke me up gasping
God, I want to cry when I read this. Gasping for air because I was choking on reflex. It was terrifying, and I worried that I might not wake up one time and would die from choking in my sleep. Every morning, I started days with severe headaches from grinding my teeth in my sleep that felt like a vice was cranking shut on my head. It lasted all day unless I broke down and took 2 to 6 Advils, which I was very reluctant to take because of side effects such as stomach aches and potential lesions in my stomach. I suffered from joint pain in my knees, hips, neck, and left shoulder that was affecting the things I love to do. Now I am going to cry. Biking, skiing, running, hiking, scuba diving, dancing, yoga, such that my joints hurt several days after I did any of these activities. It was starting to limit my desire to do any of the physical activities that I was once so passionate about and were so central in my life. It got to the point where every time I did anything, I paid for it somewhere in my body. I was also clinically diagnosed with depression and was prescribed Paxil for 2 years, then Wellbutrin for another 3. As much as they were helping with my emotional equilibrium in the beginning, later they often contributed to my roller coaster of emotion, as well as the severe headaches. My sleep habits were so irregular that I sometimes could not fall asleep for hours, then woke 2 to 3 times every night, and still woke up groggy after 10 hours of sleep or more.
Slow down.
Incredibly, all this changed when I started taking Life Force products. 1 month after taking Body Balance, the weight started falling off and has not returned in over a year. I have virtually no cravings for sugar, alcohol, coffee, and junk food. I now eat 50% less and feel fully satisfied. I haven't had a single skin abscess, nor do I need antibiotics or painkillers. In fact, I take no prescription or over-the-counter medications, none. I rarely get aggravated at even the most stressful situations and usually respond calmly, usually. I used to sleep 10 plus hours a night, and now I feel fully rested with 4 to 6 hours less a night. So four to six hours is what I think now. At the same time, my mental clarity and energy on a scale of 1 to 10 has gone from a 3 to a 9 and even sometimes a flat 10. I can't believe all this energy was waiting for me. I now rebound immediately from strength training workouts, long distance running, all heavy physical exertion without any soreness or pain. It's such a joy to have my body back. But what's more amazing is I get to do it all the sports I love that I used to do. Wait, I get to do all the sports I used to do with passion, not pain. It's a miracle to me. I am drug free and pain free. I had no idea the power of whole food nutrition.
Stay.
Woo! You're amazing.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
She's awesome.
So are you.
She's awesome.
Yeah.
I want you to just feel this. I want you to feel what has happened to this girl.
This is good stuff. Oh, yeah, I'm like ready to cry.
You should be.
And everyone I read that to says, man, you were really messed up. And I didn't even know it. I just accepted that this was part of life. And that other people were so much worse off than me that, you know, I was okay with what was going on with me.
Right. So,
but
when,
it wasn't okay.
It wasn't. And she thought she was healthy.
Yeah, I thought I was healthy. I would have told anyone that I was completely healthy.
How do you dial that? I love, by the way, my heart. Wow. That's just so impactful. It just makes me not want to keep my mouth shut. But how do you dial that down to do like the 30 second?
There's pieces she can pull out.
Yeah.
And there's pieces that, you know. So,
I just tell them about the weight. I tell them about the headaches. Like she said, whatever it is that there is going on with them.
Okay. Gotcha.
And then I'll add to it as we're talking. I'll say, and then I lost all this weight, or, you know, the antidepressants part of it. Because people say to me, it's impossible that you were depressed. You were depressed? And one of the people in my downline that I work out with, I trained with her. I was working out with her regularly. She even said after she read my story, you know, it's true. You're so much mellow. Like when something happens, you might get frustrated and go, and then you go, oh, well, it's no big deal. So
the piece.
That's priceless.
You can see why it's worth spending a few hours.
Yeah.
You get it? You get it.
Ben, I'm muted.
Everyone's star six. There's somebody that's we can hear. So when you share your story.
Fine, has been unmuted.
Now I'm embarrassed because you all know what a mess I was.
Drop in. So when you share your story, the passion that you share it with, I do this thing where it's like I take it up to the ridiculous and I bring it back to the absurd. It's like, I can't believe this was waiting for me. And, you know, that's the next piece that we'll work on, because when you read it, you know, you fly through it and you could be reading the news report, kind of. It's like, well, it's true. And so...
Good point.
There's a place where you want to stop and you want to go, you know, every morning I started my day with severe headaches. And grinding my teeth in my sleep, and I felt like there was this vice thing on my head that was like shutting down on my head. And it lasted all day unless I broke down and took 2 to 6 Advil. I mean, the thing with you is you have so much in this story that if you really told the whole thing, it would probably be 4 minutes.
Right.
But it's worth 4 minutes. This is a big deal story. There's some people that have big deal stories. She's one of them. I'm one of them. And so you can do a shorter version and say, you know, there's a lot to my story. I'm going to email it to you, or you can go to Holly's website or whatever, where you can put the longer version on. Because sometimes, but if you're sitting there with somebody and you say, you know, I want to have a meeting with you and I want to really share what went on for me. This has been a journey. And the reality is, it's only been a year. She's done all of that in a year. Her body has done all of that in a year. And now she's learning how to share it in such a heartful, impactful way that who couldn't listen to this and go, really? You know, I mean, you couldn't. Do you know why she got 4 yeses at the airport? Now you know. She just reads this thing and everybody goes, wow. The art of telling a story, it is priceless. So for you to sit down, and hers will go up on my website, and I have a number of others that I have worked on that's right under testimonials that says stories of people who have been personally coached by Holly. Now you know what that means. And it is an incredibly big deal. It's the essence of your entire business. It sets the stage, it sets the platform, because now we're going on your WIFM and we're going to get you a story. Because people who vibrate with you and want to know what's going on for you probably...
And I'm muted.
Probably have something going on for them. And I can't tell you how many people, you know, including, you know, these three girls that I have been most recently hanging out with and spending time with, who didn't really think they had much of a story. And when we really worked it was like, you don't think you have much of a story, the entire U.S. would like to hear this thing. So you should have heard her story when we first sat down. I mean, it was like 30 seconds. It was like, oh yeah, I was pretty healthy. I was running around. I was like, well, yeah, I did have, yeah, right, I did have. And then as we kept going, I was like, this is a bottomless pit, Diana. What else? Well, yeah. And then, boy, I do have a story, don't I? And she didn't even know. So that's the part that you have to get good at. And that little health evaluation questionnaire is the piece that is going to help you draw this thing out. And then you have to do the quantifiable things, because if they don't know that body balance and the things to look for, they'll forget it and the story will slide right out the door, and so will the opportunity for them to change their life across the board, their physical health and their financial health. So your piece is going to... You know, really,
$1 trillion story.
You have
she says it's $1 trillion.
It is.
But it, you know, like, yeah, she's right. It was a 30-second nothing story when I started.
Right.
And then I heard, you know, hearing other people's stories is important too, because like I heard Karen's story at the cell saturation training, and she brought up the antidepressants, and I had forgotten that I wasn't, you know, that was part of my story too, that I wasn't taking antidepressants. Or someone else will talk about,
you know, the grinding of the teeth, and then you think of that. So that's another benefit you get from listening to other people's stories, not just that, you know, you just become more passionate about your business because you see how many people have been helped by it.
Right. And when you talk like this, it's obviously much more relatable. Is it not?
I'll work on that.
Yeah, because that slowing down, because you read it so fast, I wonder how much of anything that everybody...
I was trying to get it into 2 minutes. Mistake.
Mistake.
We got it.
Right, but it's like, it connects, because otherwise everybody has to come up to that frequency. Everybody has to, because, and that's hard for people. You know, you've got to meet people energetically where they are. And if they're hearing it for the first time and you drop in, you can capture people on the spot just energetically. Is there anybody? Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. See with passion.
Yeah, you energetically match them. You drop into whatever level of upness or downness they're at, and you tell it at that level. So you know, sometimes I'm up here and I'm gone.
I'm muted.
And other times I'm just right here with you, telling you how important it is to not delete the suffering, the upset, the struggle, the pain, the power. That's where people connect. They don't connect at the glue. They may hear it and think it's fun and follow it for a while, but they don't connect until you put the whole thing together. And I have a saying I live by: give smiles to those who love you less and tears to those who love you best. And this is not an easy journey. People give this business up 100 times over. I can't do it. I'll never be like Paul. I'll never be like Holly. I'll never be like Diana. It's like I'm terrified of this. I don't have what it takes. I don't know what to say. I mean, they'll sabotage their life right away. Well, everybody comes to the table like that, some aspect of it. And it's your belief. I could talk a whole day on belief. Believing in somebody else is probably the biggest thing and the biggest gift that you could give people. Is seeing in them what they at that moment can't see for themselves and believing that they can do it. Now, you can take that to an extreme.
Unmuted.
And they won't be able to live up to it, and you've really done them a disservice because the timing wasn't right and you believed in it for them more than they could do it. But if they're a go and they just need some coaching and some loving and some hanging in there with them, you're believing in them and saying, I know you can do this. I mean, and clearly you do know that they can do that. We all know all kinds of things. Like, how do you come up with those numbers? You know, I was a 3 to 4 and then I was an 8. Where does that come from? You know, it's like there's an inner knowing that we all have about everything. And it's that dropping in and connecting with, am I resonating with this person? Do I want to invite this person into my life? And do I believe that they can do what I'm projecting or proposing that they do? So, you know, some people are really obvious, but, you know, then you're preaching to the choir, and that's a piece of cake.
It has been unmuted.
All right, we're going to have to do something about this. So, Diana, I want to really thank you for the honoring of taking all those hours to really go for the gold and to trust me and believe in me and then really put it into practice. And then be able to go out and see that you really can do it. Because you are somebody that is not hard to believe in.
It's amazing.
Thank you very much.
And the more you do your story, the more you listen to other people's, the more you're going to be like bionic eyes. You're just going to see the whole world around you falling apart. Physically.
It's true.
And you're just like, I need that man there. I need to talk to him.
I know.
Thanks.
I know. So, that was excellent. And she did a beautiful job. And she's going to reap the reward of that beautiful job. There's nobody who could listen to that that just wouldn't go, oh my God, I know 10 people and I want it for myself. So this story business and how to keep track and how to support and how to get in there is the deal. So those of you who are on computers, yes, go to Health Evaluation Questionnaire, which is on my website under, I'll be there in a second, under, and those of you who printed it out,
It's under how to build a solid product-based business, and it's the bottom one, and it's called health evaluation during cell saturation. Go. All right, so health evaluation. Hopefully, has everyone read it? Health evaluation questionnaire? Good. So, for the sake of the call and for this recording, I am going to read it again. It's not very long. And it's very important. I build my entire business around this one document. So, here we go. Health evaluation. Our bodies naturally want to be rebuilding, repairing, and regenerating. They need the best possible nutrients to do so. When our bodies have what they need, we have more energy. We can sleep less and eat less. Our mental clarity, ability to focus, and memory improves. Our emotions even out. Food cravings disappear and excess weight drops off. Most people have no idea of the healing power of their bodies, nor of the high level of wellness that is available to them. The categories listed below are where people typically notice improvements during the cell saturation process. Often, people do not attribute the below improvements to body balance. Hence, we have you rate yourself before you begin the process of cell saturation on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the highest level of health for each category as a whole. This will give you a baseline from which to track your progress. Your coach or the person who shared body balance with you will be asking you to re-rate your progress every week or so for each category. This way you can see the changes that are taking place that are subtle enough you might not have noticed them. Ironically, as people's symptoms disappear, they forget that they ever had them. This is the beginning of your million-dollar story. And I would actually like to share that LifeForce has paid me, personally, over $1 million for my story.
Yay!
Isn't that outrageous? Yay, yes. LifeForce! Should you ever decide you want to share this event with yourself, share this yourself with your friends, here's how it works. People end up feeling so great, they can't help sharing it with friends. Pearl. You have only one chance to capture your own story, and it's while going through this cell saturation process. Your body is always talking to you, whether you are listening or not. You are about to learn a whole new language I call body talk that will open the communication between you and your body and learn about the most fascinating subject there is, you. This is a once-in-a-lifetime process. When people complete this process, they typically report that they experience a level of wellness that they didn't even know existed. Enjoy the journey, and here is to your extreme health. So, you make sure everybody reads that, and if you have to read it to them, with them, that's a good thing. And then you begin the process of interviewing them. And I have a way that I like to leverage my time with people, as you have already seen. I wanted you to come prepared to this so that I didn't spoon feed everything to you, because it's going to happen to you too and it'll eat your life up. So you need to use the tools. And what I tell people is, I'm the what, you're the when. I'll tell you what's next and you tell me when you can do it. That way people feel empowered. So when we begin this process, I say, okay, here's the place to go to on my website, and what I want you to do is read this document and then fill it out, and then we will go over together. When can you have done that? I'm the what, they're the when. When can you have done that? And they will tell me. I said, great. When is a good time to call you after that? And they will tell me. Great. I'm going to put it in my timer. 7 o'clock? Great. They're in charge. They're totally in charge of their life. All you are is holding the carrot out in front. I have to say, Paul was some form of brilliant, miraculous leader coach with my personal character and independence and rebelness. And he constantly told me where we were going or where I was going. He said, you're not going to believe what's going to happen this year, next year at this time, or next month at this time, or you're going to be up there on stage, or you're going to be doing this. Or, and, you know, I went, okay. And off I would go, just like you told me. It was like, I was like the quintessential, if you've ever been to a dog race with that kitten, here comes Sparky. You know, and then Sparky is the little bunny, and then there's a carrot in front of Sparky, and Sparky, and they go around this, you know, this electronic track, and the dogs all chase the rabbit. And anyway, it's goofy, but I always felt like Paul was putting the carrot out in front, and there was Sparky, and I was Sparky chasing that damn carrot around the track. And he just would tell me where to go. And it ties into coaching people. You can coach people into a whole different life if you do it right. If you make it more fun and appealing enough, and you share with them all the incredible things that could happen to them if you stick close to them, that will happen to them, you can totally help people step out of the box they're in and really just step out. And this is the first phase of this whole thing. It's the first time that you're getting in there and being a coach with them. And so there's a process of the order of events when you are making first contact with somebody, and then what happens after that. And I want to just share that part of it first so that you know where this all fits in. You're going to have said your list to learn with your new person, and they will have going, oh my gosh, this is what I, these are the people who've been clinically diagnosed. These are the things that I might go through. These are the systems of my body that are going to be affected. And these are the things that I'm going to come out the other end. It's sort of the outline of their total experience. So once you've said that and they say, oh my gosh, and then you've done the circle the wagon and you've handled all their objections, hopefully before they brought them up. You know, it's too expensive and there's a whole way of handling that, which is, we can get to. And then you've talked to them about what this journey is going to look like. It's going to be remineralize, colon cleanse, shake. And then you've started telling them what it's going to, what the cell saturation of the remineralize, and that's in the process that we're in now. So when you've done that circle the wagon, and then they said, yes, I would like to do this, and you've told them it's 100% money back guarantee, then there's a waiting period of time before the product arrives, and you want to leverage that. You want them to be so ready for when the body balance comes that they are just like, oh my God, I can hardly wait. Is it here yet? Can I run over and get a bottle? Mine isn't here yet. I've had that happen so many times because I've made it where it's mouthwateringly fabulous for their life on every possible level, and it's going to totally change them. And so sometimes if they live close enough, I'll give them a bottle and I say, when you get yours, then you can bring it back to me, because I like people to start right away if possible. I want to really say, do not give one bottle ever to anybody unless there's an order on the way. I mean, it is so hard and proven that that does not work. You might work, it might work for one or two people, but it will not work across the board. And an 8-pack works across the board. They've got 100% money back guarantee. You're going to stand behind that. They're going to have enough to be able to get this cell saturation done. And they're going to get the results that you are going to tell them are possible. And if they're going to work with you, then you need to start moving into assuming leadership, which means you kind of need to step up to, you're the what. You are the one who is going to tell them what to do, and they need to start to learn to trust you. And it starts happening by you doing and saying what you say you're going to do, keeping your appointments, keeping your word, knowing what you're telling them is coming up, explaining, taking time, and walking them through, and giving them homework along the way, checking back, what questions do they have. It's a whole world that you're inviting them into. And that process of that invitation, when they start to see what's here, I mean, you're already seeing a whole nother world that you didn't even know before you got here today. This whole place of dropping in and being there with them and investing in people and having it be much more of a community and connection and family. And you start to get that place where you go, wow, I don't know many people that are living like this and that are holding these standards and that are up to something. And so it becomes something that people are going, I like this. And that's when they see you and they vibrate with you and they go, she's got something. I want to be around her. I want to be in the kitchen with her. So the first part is the list to learn, circling their wagon, and then you have them go, and in my case, I would have them go to my website, and I would have them read right off the top while they're waiting for their product, because this is a golden opportunity to get them to start to fall, to begin the love affair with body balance. And if they know what's going on, and they've read some of the stories, and they've read why you even saturate, and they've read the wellness program, and they're now set up for what's about to happen. And then the first thing that happens is that the body balance arrives, and then who knows what they do at that day. What happens the day the body balance arrives? Karen?
You send them to your website for the to sign up for the autoresponder.
Bingo! A plus. So I have on the right side of my website how to take body balance. And it is a 7 autoresponder. And it is actually the wellness program for cell saturation broken up into 7 letters that support people through the process of cell saturation. They received all those letters. So then they've read this information, the body balance arrives, they sign up for how to take body balance, and you need to have, as part of your beginning process, they need to be in the system. Some way, somehow, you need to have a Tickler file system, and I'll tell you what mine is. This is what I call my business in a box. And if I'm traveling, it becomes my business in a rubber band. And it just goes in a Ziploc and it goes in my carry-on. You would never send this thing in the luggage if you lost this thing. It's like, you know, this lives with me. This goes everywhere I go. So that if I'm in the car, I can look and see what the date is and pull out my cards for the day and know who I'm supposed to be talking to. So the way this card file is set up is Monday to Friday, January to December. So in this tiny little world is how I built myself to crown. It's portable. I know exactly where every person is. I'm hoping you all got to look at the Tickler card file. That particular handout you can actually email to your printer. And the way those two pages are designed is that one is the front and one is the back. And he can print both sides and then print one side and then print the other side, and then it cuts. So it actually will create cards. And that's it. And so the cards, I think, end up costing, I don't know, 10 cents a piece or something. I don't know if anybody did the math on it. And then that card, and if you run out of room on that card, then you simply get a paper clip and attach another page to it and continue on with your notes. And your serious time spent with a person is going to be probably the first couple of months. They're going to be well on the road by the time 2 months have gone by with all the conversations you're going to have and all the reading you're going to do and all the calls they're going to be either listening in on or house meetings or events or whatever it is that you have going on. They will be majorly up to speed. And not everybody's going to go at warp speed. You know, some people are 5 hours, 10 hours, 20 hours. You don't know. And you'll have to find out what their time availability is. Whatever it is, you're the what and they're the when. And you need to not have people feel pressured. And at the same time, you need to create a sense of urgency. I mean, there's a lot to be urgent about. Their health and all the people that are waiting to meet them. Not to mention your own financial health. It's like, yes, in the way that I do it, it takes longer because people want to experience the body balance, but then they never go anywhere. You know, they're there for life. They feel incredible and they decide that, wow, this is really amazing. I want to tell everybody I know. And so my people who I have gone through this way, Life Force, I want to share with you, actually did the numbers of all of the top leaders. And yours truly came out at the top of the heap with retention. It took a little longer. But let me tell you, it doesn't matter, because every person now, because of the compensation plan, goes on your first line, and you're getting paid 45% every single person, $45 every single person. And you don't have to wait for them to get where they want to share it with somebody else to get down to where they're sharing it to another whole group of people at the 40%. You're getting it right up front. So there is no reason to not support people and have them spend as long as they need to when they want to share it with somebody else, because it doesn't make one iota difference to your pocketbook or to your financial supporting of this person. So you invest in these people as if they're going to be your one and only person that's going to take you all the way to Crown Diamond. And you treat, there's another thing that we say is, you never can tell who it's going to be. The people you think will, won't, and the people you think won't, will. You can't second guess it. You just can't. Timing isn't right. The bigger, the brighter, the shinier, the more chutzpah they have. You know, sometimes the more arrogant, the more difficult they are to train, the more whatever. I have found that the people, there's sort of a niche that has a greater likelihood that people will be more receptive to this kind of thing. Health caregivers, teachers, women, people, or males who are very evolved. You should be honored. I mean, I'm telling you, it's very courageous of you to have come here. For all of you on the call, we have our token male here. One. And I heard about three or four on the call. So, you know, men are going to catch on sooner or later, but it's like the cool ones catch on first. That's what I want to say. So, people who have, you know, one of the questions I ask is there some place in your life that you were successful? You know, and maybe there were kids going door to door selling Britannicas. I don't care. But they, you know, won some award because they sold the most Britannicas or something. Or they started some little club for Girl Scouts or something. Or they took I don't know. Sleuth out and see if they feel that somewhere in their life they felt like they did something that was really remarkable compared to what was going on with the rest of their peers. That gene lives on. It may not have had a chance to show itself in a lot of years, but if they can do it once, they can do it again. So I have, you know, it's like Tracy, Tizanne. All I had to hear was she owned a restaurant, and it was like in the top 10 restaurants in her whole state or country or community. Quebec, and what do they call, what are those territory? Whole territory. Like in her whole area, BC, she had one of the top 10 restaurants in all of her part of the world. And I was like, that's all I need to hear. And Ross did the Britannica thing. And Paul came down and found out that I was a national marketing director with NSA. He was like, he never mentioned it again, but he knew that I had it in me, even though I was like, nix on tricks, I'm not doing network marketing again, ever. Well, you know, that never say never business. And then the other part is that they're at a point in their life, they're just having a bum steer. You know, they're challenged right now. They lost their job, they got sick, they're going through divorce, their mom just died, they just moved, whatever it is. They're at a moment when their life is having a downward turn. But it doesn't mean that if they had the right opportunity, it wouldn't just shoot up again. So I'm always looking for somebody who's a little bit hungry, who isn't so health challenged that, you know, it's going to be 2 years down the road, but where something could turn around pretty quickly. And I'm telling you, I mean, people like Diana, I mean, she thought she was healthy, but there was a lot going on with her. And hearing Uma's story, I mean, she was like toast after the second massage. And so, you know, so I think about the sort of the demographics, people who like people, show them the mega traits, and you can kind of start to self-select people who, and then you just ask them on a scale of 1 to 10, how much would you like to do this? On a scale of 1 to 10, how much are you willing to make this happen? And they'll tell you, people are really honest. I have to make this happen. I will do whatever it takes. When you hear that, you stop your world and you do whatever it takes. Tisan and Ross came into my life and that was it. They got my 100% attention for, 8 months to a year. I mean, it was like, I knew that these guys, if they wanted to, they could do it. And I knew how to teach them. And I was going to make it fun. I was going to do whatever it took. Go there, have them come to my house, we were going to do it. Is it worth it? It's worth it just because I love them both and they're really dear friends. It's worth it just for that. And I can't tell you how many times in my career I have heard one story of one person who's somewhere way down there that I don't even know their name, and finally one day they kind of surface, like these three girls did in the last 6 months. And any one of those girls, these girls, what is worth my entire career, of doing Life Force for any one of these that their life. And then I get to hear, stories today like Linda, and I just go, my God. And, Donna, all you've been through, and endless stories. That's my payment. That is totally payback. And so I probably stay in this business for the honeymoon about the Life Force and the products. That's really fallen down because I know it. The learning curve is over. I know how this stuff works. But now it's watching people blossom and seeing their whole worlds come alive and seeing how their dreams come back and their possibilities and this, what I would say, this heartbeat and wildfire that just starts to permeate and just goes out. And all of a sudden there's another whole culture that's being created, and now it's got a life of its own. There's nobody that could walk into this room that wouldn't entrain to what we've already created here. You can't have a meeting of this caliber and not have people realize that we're up to something. We're willing to be transparent. We're willing to share, I was an alcoholic, I was whatever, we're willing to share that I really want this, I need this, where it limited me, where I've broken free of that. And I feel like when people can come together with this kind of authenticity, you've now created something that nothing could bring your wall of belief down. Nothing could take you away from it. I mean, could you ever tell me anything was like about Life Force that could take me away? You couldn't. I'm invincible at this point. I have too much inside me, and there's too much goodies here for me with sharing and watching other people get their lives back. And that's, everyone has a different thing about why they're here. And a lot of times, it isn't the money. Even though they may need the money, it's not the money. It's the being seen. Everybody has this. People want to be seen and heard and loved and appreciated and acknowledged and respected. But most of all, they want to be included. We are tribal beings. We are totally about community. And this is creating the kind of community that most of us don't have access to. It's a place where we're shapeshifters. We're creating something that's really never been created before, in history. I mean, maybe they had it a long time ago when they were really clans and people sat around and they really honored their elders. Try that one on. And what we do now is, atrocious in my book. But I feel like we're now starting to bring the heart back and people want to come back into community. And my wish and the stamp that I am impassioned to put on is to have you feel where we're going with this and see the impact that you all have, and to help you and give you permission to drop into people's lives and know that whatever you know is more than what they know,
and that they're hungry for somebody to look over their shoulder and walk them through something that's going to transform their life. That's why I'm spending so much time on all of this, because if you can get this at a core level, at a heart level, this is the energy that will permeate your whole business. These communications, this kind of way of getting in there with people, will develop the bonds. The rest of this is a learning curve that will take you a couple of months. That part is the easy part. This is the harder part. And then tracking people and getting in there and making those agreements with people so that they know you really care. So how it works is, I have this particular file box that goes, as I said, Monday to Friday, January through December. And I write on my card exactly where, you know, the front obviously is their contact information. And then it begins with the notes that I take about where they are and what's unique and specific to them that is above and beyond the 5 eat less, sleep less. That maybe they have lupus or allergies or they have high blood pressure, whatever it is that's going on. On the back of the card, just so that you know how this card works, on the left side is their product experience. These are the things that they are going to go through, being coached through the product. WS, as you can see on the second one down on the left, it says website. WS obviously stands for website. So your job, if you choose to do the business the way that I do the business, is to learn where everything is on my website so that you can send people to the appropriate places so that you don't have to know all this stuff. You just have to know where it is. Then, as you can see, as they go down and they start to learn some of the testimonials, they start to go into the whole health evaluation process and the cell saturation, which includes ultimately the first step of the whole program, which is body balance, colon cleanse, and the shake pack. And then they need to learn about all the different products and then start moving into more on the nutrition. And then there will be specific things that may have to happen for them in their own other personal health, where they might have to learn food. They might have to go get food allergy tested, or they might have to do some herbal body wraps, or they might have to really go see somebody that's more qualified to specifically look into their world, like a naturopathic doctor. So there might be other things that you would recommend along the way to help support them in their journey. Because clearly, just doing body balance and eating at McDonald's, you're not going to get the results as fast, right? So there's a place where I emphasize eating whole foods. I emphasize the importance of food combining, which is a handout on my website under Nutrition Basics. I emphasize the importance of acid alkaline, and I help people start to develop a relationship with themselves, with their own body, and realize that the laws of nature are where and what we are all coming from. What made you is what heals you. And if you're not drinking enough water, you're not getting enough sleep, you're under too much stress. How many people went to Krista's fabulous breakout session where she did the Wheel of Wellness? That was just incredible. It was a way where that she identified for each person all the different components of their life and where they were and which ones were lacking and which ones were taking over their life. So as part of this process of helping people get their lives back, there will be a time as you move on through this, you know, after the cell saturation, after they get on the shake, there will be a time when you'll start to recommend some other things that they could do. And whether it's yoga or Tai Chi or reading some spiritual books, I have a number of wonderful books on my website. I mean, this is a journey. This is not just about feeling terrific. If you want people to stay and really be part of a culture that can appreciate what it is that we're really up to, is transforming people's lives into the most spiritually evolved method of distribution, you know, creating community together. And I don't want to put all this time into somebody and not actually end up reaping the rewards of getting to play with them. You know, I often laugh and I say, I'm looking for world-class playmates. I wish you guys would hurry it up, you know? So, you know, that's what we want. We want to have retreats and go off to Mexico and meet people under jalapas and palapas and be able to do things together and create a life of people who are up to something, who are up to something that you're up to. How cool is that? Go for a run, a jog, a bike ride. You know, invite people into your life and really create something, and especially your leaders. And what we find is that leaders tend to follow leaders, and that it seems to be that the more of a leader you become, and the more of a health coach, and the more understanding, and the more results you're able to get with people, the more people want to come and work with you. It naturally follows, and then you get yourself surrounded by all these groovy people, and then you get to learn from them. And you go, God, really? Oh, I can't wait to read that book. And all of a sudden, you're really creating this whole other subculture of people because it's totally there and available for all of us to do. This is designing your life. This is what we're really up to. We're designing our lives. We're inviting people into our lives. We're educating each other to be able to have the kind of life that we've always dreamed of. And this life is just waiting for us. It's right there. And for you to get your physical health back and your financial health together, where you can turn around and teach other people to do that, it's only a question of a few years to get a whole group of people together to where you are now leaders of a whole pod. That, you know, I know Julie Reynolds has a huge pod of people that she has one by one invited to do all kinds of things. This is really Annie and Julie, they have this really fun group of people. And I'm always going, can I come too? And they now include me, and I feel so good. They put on talent shows. I don't know if any of you saw any of the talent shows, but these girls know how. Oh my, I'm sure. Was it just outrageous?
It was outrageous. And every time I'm doing anything on a conference call, I just bust out laughing.
I believe it.
I was laughing, and I was laughing, telling my team, oh my gosh, you're not going to believe what I'm doing right now while we're on this call. It's funny.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And we had one over in Paonia, Annie and all of her pod, and these yoga girls out in California. And I mean, these girls are pretzels for starters. They're just, and they came up with these skits. I mean, it was hilarious. So in all my trainings, we had pistachio spinning contests and tug of wars and talent shows. And really, you can start putting events together that you can just have anything you want. It's only up to your creation. This is not just a little business thing. This is a life thing. It's a lifestyle. And it's only as big as your imagination, so we need to keep looking over the fence to see who's doing what. You can go take retreats over in Crestone or Shoshone, or go off on weekends and make it fun. So, you know, and it starts by doing this silly little thing of walking people through this level of wellness to where they feel good enough that they go, oh man, this is like opening up a whole new world for me. How many people feel that? That Life Force has opened up another whole possibility. It's cool. It's totally cool. So the left side is about product, and the right side, when they finally have caught enough pearls that they want to put the necklace on, is about sharing it and go, whoa, this looks like I would just have a ball helping some other people feel great. And so now they have to turn around and learn what you have just done to them. So as you can see, you start out with list to learn and what's your why, and move yourself down. And those are some of the things we're going to get on and start.
Hi, this is Lori.
Is this on again?
It is. Yep. And the question I have is, I've been on Body Balance now since 2003, so do I start where I'm at and move up to do my cell saturation? Or do I have to go down and have withdrawals?
No! That's a very good question. Thank you, Lauren. No, wherever you are, you start from there and you go up. And so let's just, I know I have the health evaluation
We're in the middle of that. We'll get back to that. But to just answer that piece, and I'll go into cell saturation in more detail after this, but it is a process of remineralizing your body. And we're not looking for numbers, we're looking for markers. Every body is different. Whether you're older, whether you are health challenged, whether you've been on medications, whatever, some people cell saturated 6 ounces, and some people, I mean, I've had people that have gone into the, you know, the 50 plus ounces a day. I've like one. And I've had a number of people who've gone in the 40 plus ounces a day. They have been hugely depleted. Huge, I mean, bulimic, and have stressed their system so to the max that they had a lot of rebuilding and repairing to do. Anybody who has gone through the cell saturation process, there is a natural thing that happens where your body will, as it rebuilds and repairs itself, what it's doing is it's starting to kick in and operate on its own, and you'll find you need less and less body balance because your body's actually functioning and it's rebuilt and repaired itself. So the markers that you're looking for, the first one, 50% of the people will experience that, is detox, and you now know what those symptoms are, and it means that you are detoxing faster than your body can eliminate, and those are the headache, nausea, irritability, flu-like symptoms, skin rashes, diarrhea, fatigue, and really anything else the body knows how to do, is your body's way of expelling the toxins that are there. So that's the first marker. Some people, that marker doesn't show up until maybe they're at 2 ounces, and some people it's 22 ounces. I think Tisan, I think she was at 22 ounces before, oh no, that was at cell saturation, she hit that. But some people don't hit a detox until maybe they're at 14 ounces. And what happens is, oftentimes people will take enough body balance that they'll start to feel better, maybe be at 6 or 8 ounces a day. Then they'll go do the cell saturation program, and then they'll hit a detox. That doesn't always happen that way, but it certainly is a way that it can happen, that when you really get enough minerals in there, your body will actually go to work and start to do some deeper cleaning and deeper detoxing. So I'm not looking for how much, I'm looking for the markers. And if you don't go through the detox, then you go straight to go. Collect $200 and have yourself a fine cell saturation. And that looks like supercharged, bionic. It looks like you are ready to build a house, tear it down, and build it back in the same day. Cut a cord of wood, whatever you want. Mostly, you know, the things that we hear is people are up cleaning at 2 in the morning. And that's how you know that something's really different. And that was Jerry's story when she started to feel better, Jerry and Wayne Hillman. Wayne knew that the body balance was working when he woke up one time at 2 in the morning, and Jerry was downstairs vacuuming. He said, she's getting better. So it's the marker that we're looking for. And the markers are pretty consistent. It's pretty much high energy, supercharged, bionic. You might feel like a coffee jet. You might feel slightly wired. But generally speaking, it's the good stuff where you feel exceptionally charged on one level or another. How many people have experienced that supercharge, that cell saturation? Oh my gosh, 3/4 of you. Great. It's waiting for the rest of you. So that part is really fun. So I will get back to a little bit more detail about that, but I want to complete this other before I get too sidebarred and I never get back to it, of how to use this health evaluation.
You have reached the end of audio 3. Let's move on to audio number 4.